The European Union welcomed 10 new candidates into its fold today, bringing the full membership next year to 25. 8 of the new members are from the formerly communist East, and today's ceremony was hailed as having finally reunited the two halves of Europe after a half century of Cold War separation. But the summit was overshadowed by the much more recent European divisions over the war in Iraq. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports from Athens.
The formal ceremony, called the signing of the accession treaties, took place in an ancient temple at the foot of the Acropolis, the symbol of the cradle of European democracy. The enlargement of the European Union brings with it many new problems and the need to slim down its already heavy bureaucracy. But the dominant issue at the first day of this summit was the one that was not even on the agenda, the war in Iraq, which has sharply divided the European Union and has created an unprecedented transatlantic rift. It was the first meeting since the conflict began between the two major antagonists in the diplomatic dispute, pro-war British Prime Minister Tony Blair and anti-war French President Jacques Chirac. Judging from their body language and amiable mood, the leaders made strong efforts to heal the wounds and look forward, particularly concerning the role of the United Nations in post-conflict Iraq. Tony Blair told reporters that the Iraqi people need help in rebuilding their country.
The international community, including ourselves, has got a responsibility to do that. And I would like to see the United States, ourselves, Europe working in partnership together to make that clear.
Blair also said that the UN role should not be limited to humanitarian aid, but also include political and reconstruction issues. This view contrasts with that of the Bush administration, which wants the UN to play a secondary role in Iraq. United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan was also a guest at the EU summit. He came to hear from the EU members exactly what they want the UN to do. Annan told reporters that his talks here showed that the European leaders are strongly behind the UN and that they support the multilateral approach.
I am confident that the UN will play an important role. And as we move ahead in the next few weeks, I expect that role to become much clearer.
Today's Athens summit follows a week of intense diplomatic shuttling in Europe. Tony Blair met German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder yesterday in Hanover, and French President Jacques Chirac called up President Bush. It was an icebreaker after weeks of silence. And what emerged here today is that France has softened its position. A spokeswoman acknowledged that U.S. and British forces on the ground must be in charge of the immediate post-war transition. But in a long press conference this evening, President Chirac said he had told Prime Minister Blair of his great concern about the lawlessness and anarchy in Iraq. In particular, Chirac voiced dismay over the looting of what he called the monuments of the cradle of civilization.
Le pillage du musée de Baghdad.
Chirac said the looting of Baghdad Museum, of the library, and of the museum in Mosul, if that is confirmed, constitute a veritable crime against humanity, a disaster for humanity. It is part of our heritage that has disappeared. Chirac said, in the long run, Iraq's many problems cannot be solved without the United Nations. The EU summit ends tomorrow with a joint declaration that is expected to cover Iraq. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Athens.